Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
I quite like the number of apps that are already available. Tech Guide. The iPad 2 still beats just about everything on the market. The new iPad has just kicked away even further. Tech Guide. I quite enjoyed using it. Great design. The operating system worked hand in hand with the hardware as well.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is obviously a hot-selling device. Tech Guide. You know, we want them to be light, we want them to be portable, and this one's very fast with i7 and i5 processors.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to episode 56 of the Tech Guide Podcast. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. It's really great to have your company. My name is Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, we're going to be talking about the new ways to pay with PayPal. We'll also look at Telstra's plans to expand its 4G network before the end of the year. Also, Samsung has just unveiled its new Galaxy Tab 3 devices, and we'll chat with Samsung's Tyler McGee all about them and the growth of the tablet market. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to look at the new Navman GPS devices, which now have monthly map updates. Also on the show, the Logitech Ultimate Ears Boom Go Anywhere speakers, as well as the new Tech 21 cases, which feature proprietary material to absorb impact. Really interesting stuff there. And we'll wrap things up with the Tech Guide Help Desk as usual. And it's all brought to you by our proud sponsors, Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. A lot to talk about tonight, so let's get cracking. Well, PayPal is something that we probably know about or heard about where it's associated with eBay. It's a company owned by eBay, as a matter of fact, and it is a way for us to pay for items online, also receive money for items that we might have sold online as well. So it was a pretty neat little system where it was like an online bank, a cashless bank. It was all done securely through an associated email address, so there was no risk. You didn't have to reveal credit card numbers. It was all done in the background, all safely and securely. Well, PayPal has certainly come a long way since those days. The PayPal system has expanded now to allow users to use them offline as well. Some agreements have been made with the company, so it can now be used in places like cafes and bars, restaurants, even movie theaters. So it's really bringing that whole cashless society digital wallet closer to home. There's been a collaboration too with a number of mobile takeaway ordering sites. So this enables PayPal users to now pay at more than 2,000 restaurants using the mobile application. We gave it a try last week. PayPal put on an event for us. It was at a Chinese restaurant, a dumpling house in the middle of Sydney. And we had to check in using the PayPal app. So it recognized the places in the area, in the location that did accept PayPal payments. And this place where we went for this event was one of them. And what happened? We were able to order food and drink, and not only order them using the app, but also pay for them using the app. And what happened was, once our order was complete, we'd receive an SMS to tell us to come and collect that order. Other things it can be used for too, there's a company called Beat the Queue, which has enabled a number of venues to be PayPal compatible, PayPal friendly, let's call it. And what that allows you to do is to order ahead and pay for things before you arrive. So a handy example of this would be, say you want to go down to the local cafe, you maybe just walked off the train and you want to order a coffee before you go to work. Well, with PayPal and this new Beat the Queue system, you can look up the cafe that's in your area on the PayPal app. You can then order and pay for the coffee while you're walking towards the cafe. Once you've you approach the cafe, coffee will be there waiting for you. You've already paid for it, so all you need to do is collect it. They will see your photo from PayPal to recognize that it is actually you that's made that payment and picking up the coffee, and you're on your way. So that saved you a bit of time, saved you made a little bit more convenient. But these are the sorts of examples that PayPal is obviously going to try to build on to make it an even more accepted service. As I said, It's really big on eBay. It's a really popular way of paying for it online. Not just eBay, a lot of online stores now offer the PayPal payment option. But now with these new deals, it's going to also allow people offline to have that same convenience. PayPal, I actually had their one of their vice presidents out here from the US, and he was talking about how it's really it's providing customers with a secure and financially independent way to and flexibility as well to use their mobile devices in such a way. That's Hill Ferguson, vice president of global product for PayPal. So the growth in the use of PayPal is increasing year on year. We're talking in the tens of billions of dollars that we are now engaging making payments now with PayPal. Something that PayPal is obviously very happy with, hence the reason why they're developing these relationships. And in the end, we all win. The customer, it's a lot more convenient for the customer. So I say a big tick for that. You can read more about that story at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
Well, Telstra have been making some noise about the 4G network and its plans to expand it even further. Now, the network has been around for almost a couple of years now, and what we've seen is an amazing amount of growth. I think what Telstra did was set themselves a fair target once the 4G network was introduced in early 2011. And in the time that's passed, we've seen the adoption of the network really skyrocket, not just with penetration or the footprint of the 4G network, but also the customer take up. We've seen that really ramp up. They've even released more than 33 4G devices since it was introduced in early 2011. 27 of those still available. So the appetite for 4G is really growing. What Telstra have announced, though, is that they're aiming to extend that network even further. So their plan is to cover 85% of the Australian population by Christmas. And one interesting development with this is the fact that these expansion plans are obviously not only going to grow the footprint around major capital cities and major regional centres, but they've also picked out other regional towns and also popular holiday spots where people they're away, that they might be relaxing or away from their office and work, but they still want to be connected to the outside. 4G is not just for work purposes; it's also for entertainment. You can download music and videos and other content like that. So having it located at popular holiday spots like Batemans Bay, for example, in New South Wales, Colac in Victoria, Berry in South Australia, Margaret River in WA, this is allows Telstra customers to enjoy that service and that network reliability and speed wherever they go. The plan is, as I said, to by Christmas to make it available to 85% of the population. That means in 300 more towns across Australia. So there's going to be more 4G equipment deployed across the country on more than 3,500 base stations. So Telstra most certainly have their work cut out for them, and the customers will enjoy then faster services. What Telstra is going to do is not introduce less 4G devices. They're going to introduce more 4G devices. It's going to be a lot easier to find 4G devices because there are more and more of them going to be available. So Telstra are obviously building on their 4G coverage and want to increase that even further by Christmas. You're listening to Tech Guide.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide interview.
Well, we went up to this Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 launch event a few days ago, and it was on this occasion that Samsung decided to introduce the new Galaxy Tab 3 range. We actually had a chance to get our hands on the products. There's a 7-inch, an 8-inch, and a 10-inch device. Why they didn't do a 9-inch, I'll never know. But they've got a 7, and they've got an 8, and they've got a 10. Starting at $249, that's for the 7-inch device, fits neatly in your hand, running Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. It's also got the front camera, rear camera, really sharp AMOLED screen, very bright. The sort of size, too, that would suit women, suit those people who maybe want that smaller device just maybe for reading e-books. enjoying music on the go, maybe a little bit of browsing. Well, if, you know, the ideal device for if your smartphone, if the screen of your smartphone you feel is too small. But they've not only had the 7 inch, as I mentioned, to 249, 349 is the 8 inch device, and this. Even though it's an inch larger, it is slightly wider, a lot taller. But sort of obviously, there's enough market in there for enough demand for a 7 inch device as well as an 8 inch device for them to offer the two of them. I think the differential there is also the price. The 7 inch is $100 cheaper than the 8, so it gives people a real entry level option. But I find it interesting that it costs you $100 to go from 7 to 8 inches with the Samsung Tab 3 range, yet going from 8 inches to 10.1 inches is only an extra $50. So the Galaxy Tab 3 is $349. The Galaxy Tab 10.1 is $399. I found that really interesting. 2 inches for $50. If that's value, you got a 7 inch and up to an 8 inch, it costs you $100. So I think price per inch, it's probably a smart investment to maybe go to the top end of those two devices, an 8 or a 10 inch, the 10 inch being the largest in the range. They've inherited not only the look from the Galaxy S4 range, they kind of have adopted the same design styling. There's also some of the features that you're going to find from the Galaxy S4 aboard these tablets as well. One of those is the S Translator. This is a very popular feature of the Galaxy S4, and as its name suggests, it can translate up to 10 languages in English and into these other 10 languages and vice versa. So very, very handy tool for travelers. But we decided to catch up with Tyler McGee, Vice President of Telecommunications at Samsung, and here's what he had to say.
Well, Tyler, thanks for joining us once again. Great to talk to you again.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're here again for the Galaxy Tab 3 launch. Now, there's three new products in the range. Just tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so the new Tab 3 range, we offer a Tab 3 7-inch, which is basically our most affordable device, which is $249. We then move up to the 8 inch, which is available at $349, and then we also have the Tab 10.1, which is $399. So when you look at the Tab 7, that device is really about portability and being able to access the internet, social networking, gaming, music, and being able to really take it wherever you go in a single hand.
Sure. There's several in the range, and you mentioned in your briefing that tablet growth is really taking off. Year-on-year growth is like 70%, but your own growth is over 300%. And I noticed, too, that there are models that are only an inch different in size. Why would Samsung create so many products in the range like that?
Yeah, it really comes down to looking at what consumers are looking for. And as I mentioned, basically, if you look at the Tab 3 8-inch, that device is really around portability and entertainment, but being able to take it with you. So and what we've done is we've taken some of the new features that we launched of our Galaxy S4 and added them to the 8-inch tablet. So, for example, you have S-Translator, the ability to basically translate different languages. We also have TripAdvisor, so the ability to basically, if you're traveling with the device, to be able to use it in other countries easily and get information.
Sure.
And with that device, we think that the extra real estate really just enhances the device a little bit more.
Okay, so there obviously is a market for a 7-inch tablet and a market for an 8-inch tablet as well as a 10-inch tablet.
100%. And when you come to the Tab 3 10.1, that's really about the family home. So it's about sharing entertainment, whether that's movies, music. Learning Hub is a great feature which enables you to be able for your kids to basically sit there and actually do more than just games, which obviously we all do to keep our kids busy when we're in the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. But we use our devices. You were mentioning that we use them in several different areas of the home and while we're watching TV. So we've really embraced tablets are now a product that everyone's adopting now, aren't they?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, TV, obviously when people are in their living room watching TV, we're finding a lot of people actually using it as a companion device. They're actually doing other things on their tablet while they're watching TV. In fact, 50% of them are playing games. I don't even know how they can watch the TV
while they're watching
show at
TV.
The same time.
Right. That's a hard attention span, that one. But you also mentioned content is obviously an important part of the solution, and Samsung offered that across the range with books, music, movies, a whole lot. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we have our Samsung hubs. So we have obviously our learning hub that I mentioned before. We then have our music hub, which offers a fantastic music streaming service. We then also have on top of that Reader's Hub, which has thousands of books that people can read from there. We also then have the ability with Game Hub to be able to download games. And then also we have partners like QuickFlix, so you can download movies and TV shows.
You did mention earlier that the ability for the user to download content not just from one place, as your competitor would allow you. So how important is that for the customer to have that choice?
I think it's really important because it comes down to them not having a single source. So they can shop around, they can look at what they're looking for. They may find it for a better price somewhere else, or they may find it something that they can't find if they were in a single source situation.
Now, you mentioned too that obviously Apple is the number one in this segment. But you've got goals. Obviously, the company's got goals to become number one or to increase your market share. What's the strategy behind that?
Our strategy is very simple. It's about giving consumers choice. So we have a fantastic range of tablets. We have obviously the new Tab 3 range, but we then also have our Note category, which is the Note 8 and the Note 10.1, which is our premium tablet category with the S Pen, really about being able to input data into the device and replacing, for example, your diary or using it with your kids so that their education, they continue to have their motor skills using a pen.
Absolutely. Just how successful has the tablet category been for Samsung?
Immensely. If you look at our growth over the last 12 months, our market share has increased seven times, and our growth has been, as you mentioned, over 300%.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Thank you for joining us, Tyler.
Thank you.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
The Tech Guide podcast is brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. Well, if you want to experience better Wi-Fi coverage around your home, don't we all want to do that? We've all experienced those annoying Wi-Fi dead spots, and these days, with the amount of mobile devices such as tablets and smartphones connecting to the home network, a solid Wi-Fi connection is more important than ever. Netgear is a range of Wi-Fi extenders that will boost your existing wireless signal and keep you connected around your entire home. They will work with your current wireless equipment and have a CD-less install, so it's very easy to set up on your mobile devices. Netgear has a Wi-Fi extender to suit any size household, from the compact wall plug Wi-Fi booster for mobile up to the 4-port dual-band Wi-Fi range extender, which is perfect for streaming HD video content and maximizing your online home theater experience. So if you want to boost your Wi-Fi coverage and stay connected in every corner of your home, check out Netgear's Wi-Fi range extenders at netgear.com.au/boost-my-Wi-Fi.
Tech Guide Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick.
Alrighty, let's kick off the Tech Guide reviews for this week with a new speaker. It's the Ultimate Ears Boom, UE Boom for short. Now, Ultimate Ears is a company set up in the 80s by musicians to improve audio quality of their on-stage monitors. So the monitors that they can hear themselves on stage with, they created a whole new line, audio line, and this Ultimate Ears brand was a result of that, effort. Now, Logitech is actually the company who acquired Ultimate Ears, and they've been really hard at work producing high-end audio products, including headphones and speakers. And the latest in that line of products is the UE Boom. It's a wireless speaker that gets its inspiration, or the shape of the product gets its inspiration, from a water bottle. It's a cylindrical shape, can kind of a go anywhere type of shape, a similar kind of thing that a water bottle, like people could take that everywhere with them. Well, the UE Boom offers the same kind of convenience and look and shape. So this cylindrical shape, it's 18 centimeters tall, 6.5 centimeters wide, and weighs 538 grams. But what Ultimate Ears is aimed at, they're calling it a social music player. So what it does, it allows you to turn your listening into a group experience. You know, we have our headphones, it's sort of a very solitary experience. Having streaming your device, your music to this device, is more a group experience. And up to 8 devices can be synced to the Ultimate Ears Boom. So ideal for a party. Everyone can take turns being the DJ. And there's a couple of ways you can use the Ultimate Ears Boom. If you do have two of them, you can use it either as a set them up as a stereo pair, so a really nice left and right separation between the two speakers. Or if you want to play the same music throughout both, you can double up, as they call it. And that means that if you're at a large group of people hearing the music, they get equal output. So one speaker can be placed in one part of the room and the other speaker in a separate part of the room. And the same output means that the whole room is covered. It's not loud in one area and hardly audible in another area. It's a Bluetooth speaker, so wirelessly streams your music, either if you've got an Android or a smartphone. Sorry, an iPhone or a tablet, it will work. It'll work quite nicely. And the beauty of the UE Boom is they're quite durable and they're also waterproof. So it is easy to take them anywhere. So if you do happen to drop them in water or wet them or drop a drink on them or drop them on the ground, they can handle the daily bumps and they can handle all the also stain resistant. So any stain, simply wash off. It's not going to stick to the acoustic fabric that does cover the speaker grill. Available in a few colors, the UE Boom speakers are priced at $199.95. There's also a companion app that helps you. It makes it easier to set up your stereo pair or double up just to double the output, same sound from the two speakers. UE Boom speakers, as I said, $199.95. Available now at Dick Smith, JB Hi-Fi, Apple Stores, The Good Guys, Harvey Norman, and Meyer. And if you want to read more about it, you know where to go, techguide.com.au. Well, another product that's had a bit of an update is the Navman personal GPS devices. Not only the hardware themselves, there is some new ones in the range for 2013, but also the mapping information as well. Now, Navman have decided that they're going to offer for their new products monthly map updates. They're calling it the rapid monthly refresh. Now, what they aim to do, and this is a world first, they want to keep drivers as up to date with the latest information as possible. So when they're on the road, the road information they're going to have is the very, very latest information. Now, you're all asking, how much can a map change in a month? In 6 months, a lot of people are kind of isolated in their own areas. They kind of travel to the same spots, don't really notice the changes. But believe me, there are, and there are many. Nokia is the partnering company with their mapping company here, formerly called Navtech. They now provide the maps for Navman and also these updates. Now, just to give you an example of how much a map can change, last year, 2012, in that time alone, there were more than 42,000 kilometers of new roads. They changed more than 7,500 street names. They changed 10,000 turn directions. Also changed 1,800 one-way streets and 1,800 road directional signs on its Australian maps alone. So that is a significant change. And when you take into consideration the amount of road work, new estates that are cropping up, all these things affect drivers because roads are lanes are reduced, lanes are increased, construction work. There's a lot of changes for people to look out for because if the maps aren't up to date, your GPS is not going to reflect them. It's going to think that there is a road that might not be there anymore or there may be more lanes now than there was before. So it really poses a problem for drivers if they don't have these accurate maps. So Navman are taking it upon themselves to offer these monthly map updates to make sure that the drivers have the very latest maps at their fingertips. Now, the new range, the top of the line is the My 450 LMT, priced at $249, and it will include the monthly map updates as standard. There are other devices, the My 400 LMT, which is $229, and the Easy 250 LM, which is $169, which will also include lifetime map updates, but these will be delivered quarterly. When you consider that the Australian government has committed $60 billion towards road, rail, and public transport infrastructure under the National Building Program, it's no wonder that roads and maps are definitely going to change. So a good idea to stay on top of all that. Navman are really taking the lead here when it comes to offering the latest maps. All of their range range have lifetime map updates. And what you simply do, you connect your device to your Mac or PC. There'll be some desktop software to help make it easier for you to update those maps so you've got the very latest at your fingertips. You can see images and also more information about that at techguide.com.au. Well, I had a very interesting meeting with a representative from the company Tech 21. Now, this is a mobile case manufacturer for smartphones and tablets. And I hear what you're saying. There's plenty of those around already, a lot of cases. There's umpteen number of cases on the market, but none quite like this. Now, Tech 21 has put a little bit of research into their cases and what will help prevent damage to your precious device if it does hit the ground. Now, part of their research includes uses of materials called D30 and some BASF polymers, some of which are used to make things like bulletproof glass. So, and Kevlar bulletproof jackets, bulletproof vests, I should say. And so this material is so strong, naturally you'd like to use some of this in a case. So if you're in the event that your device hits the deck, it's going to absorb a lot of that shock and impact and not leave you with a shattered device. Now, smartphones are mainly made of glass nowadays. There's a massive glass screen on the front. And how often have you heard that ugly sound of a device hitting the ground and picking it up only to see the shattered glass on the front there? Not a nice feeling. Well, Tech 21 cases for the iPhones 4 and 5, the Galaxy S3, Galaxy S4, Galaxy Note 2, Sony Xperia Z, the HTC One, start at just $29.95. But what they all include is the D30 material. Now, this is an orange gooey substance that it has like a putty like consistency that you can actually grab it and mold it and it hardens in shape. But once you let it settle, it almost turns into a liquid. So it loses its solid state and gets really soft. So you're thinking, well, how does this absorb impact? Well, what happens with this material is that despite it being soft and soft to touch, the molecules actually lock together whenever they sense a force or an impact, and they absorb that force and disperse it rather than it taking the impact in one point. To illustrate that point, there was a little demo where a person wrapped some of this D30 around their index finger. And it was placed on a desk, and a hammer was used to hammer down on the material. Now, usually hammering your finger would have really hurt, but because of the fact the D30 material was around it, it absorbed most of that impact. In fact, all of that impact. So the person's finger was uninjured. He never felt any pain. It was absorbed in that material. So that is why they've included it in some of the cases. You can actually see the orange band of material on the corners on all the impact points where it would be needed if your device actually slipped out of your grip and hit the ground. But another part of their offering is a screen protector made out of these BASF polymers. Now, it's a three-layer polymer that is a similar material used in bulletproof glass. So while the case protects the outside of the device and the rear of the device, there are occasions where there may be a pointed impact at the screen, like it might hit a rock or a corner of a desk or something like that, and you've got a shattered screen, no matter what sort of case you've got around it. Well, the polymer screen protector then comes into play here and offers that impact shield, which is that's what it's called, impact shield, with three layers of protection to disperse and absorb that impact so that you are unlikely to have that shattered screen if you drop your device. There's some interesting videos if you want to check out the demo videos at techguide.com.au. But Tech 21, if you're a clumsy person and you're dropping your device, it'll be well worth checking out.
Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Our Tech Guide Help Desk subject this week is external hard drives. I've had a couple of questions of people asking for some ideas, some suggestions on how they can save their device, their content, back up their content. I had an email from a mother whose daughter had all these uni assignments on a computer and wanted to save them, didn't know which drive to buy, whether what format it needed to be, does it need to be optimized for Mac? These are the kinds of questions I've been hearing. Now, an external hard drive is something that everybody should have, whether they've got a desktop computer or a laptop computer. Main advantage of having that is it offers a backup to your content. If you own a Mac, there's a feature called Time Machine that does automatic backups of your content. So that if in the event of a catastrophic failure of your computer, you need to retrieve some of your data, it is saved on that external hard drive. Same deal goes for your laptop. There are obviously drives designed for desktops and also laptops. Desktop drives tend to be larger because they're going to just be sitting on a desk, whereas drives designed for laptops are smaller, sort of about the size of a deck of cards, a bit more convenient, a bit more durable and rugged construction so they can go anywhere with you. There are also drives that are specified for Mac use. That means that they've been optimized for Macs. You can buy any drive off the shelf, and as long as it's got a USB or a FireWire or a Lightning dock connector, however you connect it to your computer, it can be formatted to suit the computer that you own. So don't think that you're forced into buying one particular brand or a type of drive. These companies produce Mac versions and regular versions just to make it easier for the customer. They kind of do the same thing and can be formatted however you like. But if it is a Mac you're using, then it's been optimized for Mac, so right out of the box it's going to work. Otherwise, you might need to format the drive if it isn't optimized for Mac. If it's just a generic drive for both types of PC, that might be something to keep in mind. But not only is it a convenient backup, it also expands your storage space. There's now the dry hard drives are so cheap. I've been seeing 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte drives for under $100, under $150 in the case of the 2 terabyte drive. So it's not going to break the bank for you to go buy an external hard drive. Really, something that everyone should explore. Everybody should have. There are several of them. Some of them back up wirelessly. The Apple Time Capsules are able to do this if you own a Mac, so they could do wireless updates of not just one computer, but several in the household. So something that's definitely worth looking at. External hard drives, better to be safe than sorry. You don't want to lose your computer. If something happens to your computer, you lose all your data. You don't want to have that on you. You want to have that content, your precious content, your music, your photos, your movies. You want to have that saved off the computer on this external drive. And as I said, in the event of a catastrophe, at least you can rest assured, have a bit of peace of mind that your content is protected. You're listening to Tech Guide. And that's actually the end of another show. You can read all about whatever we've talked about on this episode on our website, techguide.com.au. And we love to hear from you too, so please get in touch by emailing us at info@techguide.com.au. Please send us your help desk questions. You can do that either by email or also to the Tech Guide forum, where a lot of our readers and myself like to help answer your questions about products and problems you may be having. So that's our Tech Guide forum. Get into that. Special thanks to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great to have your company this week. We look forward to catching up with you again next week. So in the meantime, stay safe and stay connected.